In Belarus, the old Soviet state to the west of Russia, the government got tough with protesters today. And in Washington, the Bush administration said it doesn't like what is happening. Police in Minsk broke up an encampment of demonstrators who are rallying against the re-election last week of President Alexander Lukashenko. Another rally is supposed to take place tomorrow. The protesters say President Lukashenko stole the election. At the White House, a spokesman for President Bush said the U.S. will join European nations in imposing some sanctions on Belarus officials. Kim Murphy is in Moscow for the Los Angeles Times. Kim, do you know how many protesters have been arrested today in Minsk?
The estimates are somewhere between 300 and possibly as many as 450. One of the problems is that it's okay to get an estimate of those who were at the tent camp, but there were very possibly arrests elsewhere in Minsk that we don't really have a handle on yet.
In the piece you have online now for the LA Times website, you write about a young woman who's actually on the phone with you being arrested and taken into custody. Who is she?
She is a woman who has two kids who were interested and involved in these protests, and she went down there in the early days because she told us we can't leave these kids out there on their own to save our country. So she's been down there helping to cook for them, clean up the trash, make sure they're warm. And she was there, in fact, when the police moved in last night.
So how widespread do you think these protests are getting to be? There is this other one that's set for tomorrow. Do the protesters think that will go ahead?
Well, so far, at this point, they're saying, yes, they are going to move forward with it. The authorities, of course, have banned any kind of protests in Minsk, but on the other hand, they banned all of them, and they happened anyway. One of the problems is that some of the key activists and organizers that they've had are now in custody and facing, 10, 15-day jail terms, which will put them out of the loop for tomorrow. So, the actual logistics of rallying a protest force is going to be formidable tomorrow, but they're going to give it a try.
How important is this for Russia and President Putin? He's the only significant world leader, I think, who supports Mr. Lukashenko. Everyone else says the elections were a fraud. The U.S. has certainly disputed this very strongly.
Well, it's no secret that Russia and President Putin have been very discomfited by this series of color revolutions that have sprung up around their borders in Georgia, then Ukraine and Kyrgyzstan. Lukashenko has been possibly Russia's strongest ally in the former Soviet space. And Russia kind of agrees with Lukashenko that a lot of the democracy-building efforts that the United States and Western Europe have been involved in are targeted more at regime change.
Kim Murphy of the Los Angeles Times in Moscow. Kim Murphy, thank you.
Thank you.